You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And I tell you what, it is a good morning, boys and girls. It always is a good morning when we say today is Friday. And what do we say? We say TGIF, of course. And this week, I must admit, it's sort of rather deserved. TGIF. Today is the 28th of October. Yes, we're making our way towards the end of the month. I think Monday, I think it is the last day of October. So we'll take a look, shall we, at a few things relevant to today's date. After, of course, I remind you, you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. I have to say that, otherwise I forget where I am. Now, let's take a look. Day of establishment of an independent Czechoslovak state. The independence of Czechoslovakia from Austria-Hungary in 1918 and celebrated and recognized in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. International Animation Day today. ASIFA, International Animated Film Association, are celebrating that. Oh, I have to get drawn out for that one. Ohi Day, celebrated in Greece, Cyprus, and the Greek communities. That'll be Renee over there now. She'll be having a bit of a geek today. Perpetual Earthquake Disaster Prevention Day today. This is in Gifu Prefecture in Chubu. This is a region in central Japan. Youth Pledge Day in Indonesia, anniversary of the liberation of Ukraine from the Nazis, celebrating the liberation from Nazi Germany troops of the territory of current Ukraine. Must sound like deja vu for them. Nevada Day, celebrated on the last Friday in October. That's in Nevada, of course. And Teachers Day in Australia, celebrated on the last Friday in October. God, that was quite a bit to get through, wasn't it?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Thank you.
That's what it's called. Hello, how are you? And no mercy with that one. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, it's 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. And just open those little eyes. It is Friday, which is always rather nice. Just take a deep breath. What do you feel? I think you feel this.
Love is in the air. Everywhere I look around. Love is in the air. Every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish. Don't know if I'm being wise. But it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when I look in your eyes. Love is in the air. In the whisper of the trees. Love is in the air. In the thunder of the sea. And I don't know if I'm just dreaming. Don't know if I feel safe. But it's something that I must believe in. And it's there when you call out my name. And I
indeed it is. Lovely, isn't it? 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, Love is in the Air with John Paul Young. From John Paul Young to Duran Duran. Is this something I should know? Here we go. Is there something I should know? And that comes from Duran Duran. It was the 8th single by the band, released on the 14th of March back in 1983. And it was released as a standalone single, became the band's first UK number one record, and debuted in the number one position on the UK singles chart on the 26th of March in 83, and also had great success in America, where it was released wasn't released until late May. The song reached number four on US Billboard Hot 100, 6th of August in 83, sold more than a million copies. And right, what is Music Friday? It's you, me, and the music. We will be checking in with Ingrid, of course, for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. And we'll see what else we've got. Oh, yes, don't forget Fridays, around about 9:15. We have our little start of the weekend with our friends at Pedro Mandinga Rum Bars. Yes, a little bit of salsa for us around about 9:15. I'll tell you more anyway as we go through the morning. First of all, the first thing I need to do is wake up. So, it's about time to put me in the shower, I think. There we go. Oh, that's better. I tell you what, the water's still cold, by the way, if you were just wondering. The water is still cold because we're still waiting for the bomberos to come and check out all the work that they've done. In the shower, Elton John, cold shower.
How wonderful life is. How wonderful. How wonderful life. I'm
Oh, I tell you what, I like that one. That is Elton John, your song, Almighty Mix Edit. Right, I tell you what, let's get you out of the shower. Come on. And that was Elton John together with, the song in the back there, and there, Alessandra Safina. Alessandra Safina, as I said there. Yeah, so I was wondering if that was the background. And that's brought us to 20 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock here on 89.3 Call FM. Just take a quick look at some of the things relevant to the date, 28th of October. If you want to go back to the year 1636, Harvard College was founded in Massachusetts. The original name, by the way, was Court of Massachusetts Bay Colony. And it was the first school of higher education in America. Harvard. How many of you went to Harvard? Yeah, that's what I want to know. Hey, how many of you went to Harvard? I tell you what, I often go to Boston. I do love Boston. It's one of my favourite cities. It's not my most favourite city. Possibly it is my most favourite city in the United States. Boston. And been there quite a few times. And I love that city. I really do. And I was thinking to myself, you know, if I was a student, I would love to be a student in Boston. They have so much fun, don't they? So much beauty and history around them as well. That's a good life, you know. Talking of the good life, so is this. This is from the Ministry of Sound, Inner City and Good Life.
Let me take you to a place I know you wanna go. It's a good life.
Like this, loving. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Go, Mr. Chris Brown, and Forever. And that has brought us down, well, towards the bottom of the hour. We're just 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
And we've gone from 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock to 29 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock on this morning's breakfast show. Let's take a look, shall we, at some of the local news stories. We will look at these in a little bit more detail a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock. And tell you what, having sort of looked at this and looked at the international news and the international business, we're going to have to find something nice, warm and fuzzy later on because there's not a lot of good news around. The complaint that was filed to investigate the case of the granting of economic aid to relatives of politicians by the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources was admitted to the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, ANTAI. The entity led by Elsa Fernandez reported in a statement that the decision was made through a resolution on the 27th of October. In this way, an administrative investigation is initiated that seeks to know what is the procedure used for the allocation of financial aid and scholarships, what are the criteria for its granting, and the officials involved in the process, ANTAI says. The complaint, by the way, was filed by the lawyer Ernesto Cedeño. Three members of the National Police were arrested this Thursday morning in the so-called Operation Foreigner against a criminal network in the province of Colón. The Minister of Public Security, Juan Pino, explained that these are three lieutenants who are allegedly linked to a group of drug traffickers. They are troop officers. They were finishing their career, he said. They crossed the line and now they must face justice because it was a judicial operation. It is a disgrace to the uniform, added Pino. No pensions for them, I don't think. So anyway, in 3 days this week, nearly 600 irregular Venezuelan migrants have been repatriated to their country, according to figures released by the National Migration Service. These are Venezuelan migrants who are leaving and entering the temporary shelter located in the La Losaria sector in the district of Betania. Since last Friday, these migrants were located in this holding centre after deciding not to continue the journey to the United States. Most of these Venezuelan migrants had the objective of reaching United States territory. However, with the decision of the United States to restrict the entry of Venezuelans who arrive in Panama or Mexico illegally, hundreds of them gave up continuing the trip and want to return home. The risk implied by the insufficiency of funds of the exclusively defined benefit pension subsystem is an element that acquires greater weight in the assessments that risk rating agencies make in Panama. Moody's changed Panama's outlook from stable to negative while affirming the Baa2 long-term issuer and senior unsecured debt ratings on the 25th of October. Maintaining the investment grade is a positive element because it improves the possibilities of accessing international debt markets at reasonable costs. As the economist Sir Carlos Aruz pointed out, the risk that Panama will not pay its debt is small, but the negative perspective is a wake-up call, a warning focused on the lack of urgency in addressing the crisis of the pension subsystem in the Social Security Fund. In its assessment, Moody's details three conditions that are generating enormous fiscal pressure and that influence the change in perspective: the funding needs of the pension system, salary increases for civil servants, and the rise in state transfers in the form of subsidy. That particular article is very good. It's lengthy, so there's some of it, and you can catch the rest at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. The Ministry of Public Works awarded the contract for the rehabilitation and maintenance of the three stages of the coastal strip and the Amador Causeway for a global amount of $33.2 million after resolving some claim actions presented by some companies that participated in the solicitation. This bidding process was divided into three lines and includes improvements to the pedestrian zone, green areas, playgrounds, as well as repairs to pedestrian and vehicular bridges and replacement of slabs along the highway. The 2022 edition of the television project Heroes for Panama will have the participation of 8 participants, the organisers of the event confirmed yesterday. The programme carried out on TVN returns in person after the restrictions due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And among those selected, there are 7 women and 1 man. Okay, well, there's more on that article, of course, later on this morning. That's basically it. Those are the pieces we're going to be looking at. So the interesting one, the one from Moody's with regards to the situation here in Panama. Just think about it. Take away the canal. We'd be in deep poo-poo, wouldn't we?
Baby, we're Stag Light Blue.
With all the tracks you remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
That is The Knack and My Sharona. Now, Paul Dixon, good morning to Paul over there in the UK. By the way, let's also say a very good morning to Senor Francisco. Francisco Conti drops a little line this morning asking, all the holidays are next week. How many days are you going to be working? All week? Nope. Could take advantage of these, because this is where I like to spend a bit of time just tidying up the studio. So we're going to be doing two weeks and 3 days a week, which is going to be rather nice. Paul, getting back to Paul. Paul over there in the United Kingdom. He lives there in South London. Good morning to you, Paul. Each day this week he's asked for a piece of music, and he has been asking a song with a theme for every day of the week, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and guess what? Today's Friday. Well, the piece of music he's chosen for today is, I remember it well, it's from the Australian group, the Easy Beats, Friday on My Mind, written, was back in 1966, I remember, because it was my first posting after coming out of training with the Air Force. I was posted to a place called RAF at Stanbridge, and I bought one of my first record players. And This was one of the first albums I bought. The album was called Just Good Friday, and did rather nice for them. The song got to number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in May of 67, and the US number 1. On the Dutch Top 40 chart, number 1 in Australia, and number 6 in the UK, as well as charting in several other countries as well. So thank you very much for that, Paul. Let's get Friday on our mind, shall we?
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
I wonder why.
That's what they ask the pilots. Where are we going to land? Run, run, run away. Here we go. It's Del Shannon, that is, following on from the Easy Beats with Friday on My Mind. And Paul, big thank you for those for this week. Some good choices. Great tunes in there today. All week. Right, we're 10 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. You know what it's like now? They sort of, don't they? They abbreviate the names of all these boy bands and everything like that. Well, of course, a long time ago, we didn't have that. I mean, for instance, DDD, BM, and T, we had to say that in full when we're working on the radio. It says, oh, man, here is DDD, BMT. Dave, T, Dozy, Beaky, Mitch, and Titch. This is, wait for it, we're going to have a little bit of a whip round in a minute. Legend of Xanadu. There we go, yes, DDD, BM, and T, with Legend of Xanadu. Oh, that, by the way, got to number one on the UK singles chart back in 1968 and was the group's biggest hit, written by their songwriters Ken Howard and Alan Blakely, as was the case with many of the group's recordings. It featured novelty little elements in there. You got a trumpet. I don't know why that's novelty. The trumpet section. And the distinctive sound of a whip cracking in the chorus. That's probably why I got to number one. Here's Calvin Harris this morning. And New to You.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and that's Normani going, huh? We've also got Tinashe on there. Keeping an eye on the time, 5 minutes, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock. I like this, gives you plenty of time to talk. What'd you say? Shut up? Oh, all right then.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Valley Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Little Sabaire. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Valley Motors, 6431 0419.
Valley Motors.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes. Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataSurf tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And if you are keeping an eye on the time, exactly 2 minutes after 7 o'clock on this Friday morning, just joined us. A very good morning to you. Taking a look at some of the international news for today, some of the headlines at any rate. President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday that the world faced the most dangerous decade since World War II. And this was as Western elites scrambled to prevent the inevitable crumbling of the global dominance of the United States and its allies. In one of his longest public appearances since he sent troops into Ukraine on February the 24th, Putin signaled that he had no regrets about what he calls a special operation and accused the West of inciting the war and of playing a dangerous, bloody and dirty game that was sowing chaos across the world. Ah, well, there were then. At least it had nothing to do with him. Turkish defense company Baykar is planning to complete the construction of its manufacturing plant in Ukraine in 2 years, its chief executive said on Thursday, after the company became highly renowned for their drones' success in thwarting Russian forces. The aerial drones supplied to Ukraine by Baykar were instrument in Ukraine's defense against Russian armor and anti-aircraft systems in the first few weeks of the Russian invasion. And China is willing to deepen its relationship with Russia in all levels, and any attempt to block the progress of the two nations will never succeed, China's senior diplomat Wang Yi said on Thursday. It is the legitimate right of China and Russia to realize their development and revitalization, Wang Yi said in a telephone call with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov, according to the statement posted on China's foreign ministry. Elon Musk has taken ownership of Twitter, Inc., with a brutal efficiency, firing top executives but providing little clarity over how he will achieve the ambitions that he has outlined for the influential social media platform. "The bird is freed," he tweeted after he completed his $44 billion acquisition on Thursday, referencing Twitter's bird logo in an apparent nod to his desire to see the company have fewer limits on content that can be posted. The CEO of electric car maker Tesla and self-described free speech abolitionist, absolutist, makes a big difference, doesn't it? Absolutist has, however, also said that he wants to prevent the platform from becoming an echo chamber for hate and division. Other goals include wanting to defeat spam bots on Twitter and make the algorithms that determine how content is presented to its users publicly available. Yet Musk has not offered details on how he will achieve all this and who will run the company. He has said that he plans to cut jobs, leaving Twitter's 7,500 employees fretting about their future. He also said on Thursday that he did not buy Twitter to make more money, but to try to help humanity, whom I love. China should stop its saber-rattling against Taiwan and maintain peace and stability, the head of Taiwan's China Policy Making Mainland Affairs Council said on Friday, as Beijing ramped up political and military pressure on the island it claimed as its own. China has stepped up military activities near democratically governed Taiwan since August, when it conducted blockade drills around the island following a visit to Taipei by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Pakistan's intelligence chief accused the former Prime Minister Imran Khan of asking the country's powerful military for illegal and unconstitutional support for his government in a scathing and unprecedented news conference on Thursday. The news conference by the chief of the country's powerful inter-services intelligence, Lieutenant General Nadeem Anjum, came after Khan upped his criticism of the military, accusing them of plotting his removal in April and supporting his opponents. And that's it. There we go. I say, nothing cheerful there, is there? Nothing nice and furry and cuddly there. I'll have to see if I can find some antidotes for you. Okay, back to the music. They always said I should use my imagination, and I did. That is imagination, and it's called Changes. Breakfast show time. We are 11 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. I tell you what, we're going to take another piece of music, and then what we're going to do, we're going to take a look and see what's happening with the weather. Why? Because I tell you right now, it's lovely. The sun is shining. I can see all the dust. It's not fairy dust either.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. All the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. We know that crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the bed sings. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another, but don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying. Oh no, oh oh oh.
Oh, there you are. My namesake there. Jerry. Jerry Marsden. Jerry and the Pacemakers. And don't let the sun catch you crying. Well, let's see. You can cry when the sun's not looking. So let's see what it's going to be doing during the course of today, shall we? We're going to start off, as we do, over in the province of Colón, Costa Riva. Maximum temperature today is 31 degrees Celsius. Quite comfortable. 21 degrees is the minimum. So 31 down to 21. 36 degrees will be the thermal sensation with 76% relative humidity. It's going to be partially cloudy during the course of the morning. A few showers perhaps in the afternoon, and tonight it will be back to being partially cloudy. Let's take a look. Let's move over to this side. Let's look at West Panama. No change. Same actually on the maximum and minimum temperatures. Maximum 31, minimum 21. 36 thermal sensation, same there. 76 is the relative humidity. Partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Few showers this afternoon. Partially cloudy again tonight. Perhaps this is going to be a theme going through the day. Let's move along to us here in the metropolitan region. 31, 21, no change there. 36, no change. 76, same as West Panama. So 31 max, 21 min, 36 thermal, and 76 relative humidity. Okay, this morning it is going to be partially cloudy. Have we got a little bit of rain in the afternoon? We have a few showers. There you go, you see. And tonight we're going to be back to partially cloudy again. This is all getting rather boring, isn't it? Let's take a look at the Gulf of Panama. We're off to a different start. The maximum temperatures are going to be a degree lower at 30 degrees Celsius, and 25 being the minimum. So it's going to feel that bit warmer out there. The thermal sensation, though, is not too bad at 35. And I was expecting to see the relative humidity quite a bit higher than the rest of us, but it's not. It's about 78%. And it says, you know why, do you? Oh, no, that's right. I've got it right. Sorry, I thought I was getting confused. Not difficult. Right, this morning a few showers. This afternoon partially cloudy and partially cloudy tonight. So there we go. That's our forecast for today. Maritime conditions. We're going to take a look at the tides for today, starting as we do on the Pacific. We got the high tide, the first one. That was at 5:17 this morning, and that was up there at 5.27 metres. A low tide will be at 11:39 this morning, minus 0.12 of a metre. High tide again for 5:48 in the afternoon, and that's over the 5-metre mark, just about at 5.06 metres. And the low tide, the last one, 11:56 tonight, just before midnight, 0.24 of a metre. Now, taking a look at the Caribbean, we just got one up and one down as we had for yesterday. High tide was at 2:40 this morning, 0.43 of a metre. And then nothing's that's the afternoon. So there's nothing happening at all until this afternoon. And 2:40 p.m. as well, 0.43 of a metre. The low tide, 11 p.m. tonight, just before midnight. And that's minus 0.09 of a metre. So that's it. It's all not all happening until this afternoon. Now, there are the tides. Let's look at the actual sea conditions. You might be thinking about going out later on in the boat. But I can tell you for this morning on the Caribbean, good conditions. Winds are very light, 2 to 10 kilometres an hour coming in from the southwest. Boarding, great. 1 foot waves for you today. Moving on to the afternoon, good conditions continuing. Winds are not really much of a change, 2 to 9 kilometres an hour, north-northwesterly direction. In the afternoon, waves continuing at 1 foot. Moving on to the Pacific for this morning. We've got good conditions, light winds again, 4 to 14 kilometres an hour coming in from the northeast this morning with 2 foot waves. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing, and we have got 2 to 12 kilometres an hour winds coming from the south, and the waves are going to be dropping down to 1 foot. So there we go. I mean, perhaps there's signs of a nice couple of days there. And, well, if you're going out in the waters, I always say, please, please, please do be careful. If you're going on, because it is the weekend, perhaps you're going out exploring somewhere, and if you're getting on one of the little boats like a panga or something like that, please make sure that you are going to be wearing a life vest, all right? It's very important. Please make sure you're doing that if you're on a small boat like a panga. If you're going on the bigger boat, on the ferry, something like that, please listen to the security information and make sure you know where they keep the life jackets or anything like that. So it's very careful. Be very careful and keep safe, all right?
You can't remember when you
Once bitten, twice shy. Comes from Great White. Which is really quite appropriate, isn't it? Once bitten, twice shy from Great White. Because they're sharks, aren't they? If your name is Deborah, very good morning to you. T-Rex. And there they go, yes, T-Rex and Deborah. If you are keeping an eye on the time, by the way, let me see what I got for you here. We're 26 and a half minutes, and that's that'll be after 7 as we're going, making our way across to 8 o'clock. By the way, 1664, the Duke of York and Albany's Maritime Regiment of Foot, later became known as the Royal Marines, is established on this date, back in 1664. Well, let me find a nice short piece of music, taking us down to the bottom of the hour.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Hey, hey, whoa, hey, hey, hey. Smile on face, to touch your hand and this girl's one razor.
So if you don't wanna cry like I do, I keep away from a run around sewer.
Mr. Dion, yes, and run around Sue. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just coming to the bottom of the hour.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Hello. Les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
Alright, 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I tell you what, I just want to remind you about something. If you've got some money to move around, perhaps you've got to send some money to relatives or make a payment to perhaps somebody in the interior, or what, you want to send them money for services, things like that. You know the best way to do it, don't you? You can do it locally or around the world. That's with Western Union. Now, you can visit one of their agencies, or you can also do it on your online app. And even better, you can start on the app and then finish on the agencies. Yep, you can start putting the information in, register the information, then go along to the agencies and give the money, and away it goes. Money transfers. That's work for you. I like money transfers, don't you? Right, let's take a look, shall we, what's happening with the business news, international business news, for this morning. World share markets were down for a second day running on Friday as near $1 trillion weekly wipeout in top tech stocks outweighed hopes of a slowdown in Fed and ECB rate rises and news that the US economy is not in recession yet. European shares, the stocks were down 1% as Thursday's weak forecast from Amazon and Apple sent the tech sector down over 2%. And the prospect of renewed COVID curves in China hit mining and oil firms. In the bond markets, borrowing costs were also starting to creep up again, although what analysts had described as a dovish ECB meeting on Thursday meant that Germany's 10-year bond yields were set for their biggest weekly fall since October of 1987. The yen was weakening again too in the FX markets after the Bank of Japan Governor Haruhiko Kuroda said that it did not plan to raise interest rates or head for an exit from ultra-low interest rates at any time soon, despite rising inflation forecasts. Over $200 billion in US dollar stock market value went up in smoke in extended trade on Thursday. This was after a weak forecast, as we mentioned, from Amazon, added to a string of downbeat quarterly reports from big tech companies. Amazon stock tumbled 17% after the bell, wiping out $190 billion in market capitalization after the retail and technology heavyweight projected a holiday slump that would leave current quarter sales below Wall Street estimates. Oil prices fell on Friday. This was after China, the world's top crude oil importer, widened its COVID-19 curbs, but were poised for a weekly gain on supply concerns ahead of Europe's pending cutoff of Russian imports. Brent crude futures dropped $1.02, or $1.02, or 1.1%. This was down to $95.94 a barrel. That was at 6:35 GMT, after rising 1.3% in the previous session. US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures were down $1.24, or 1.4% at $87.84 a barrel. Germany staved off the threat of recession in the third quarter with unexpected growth data showed on Friday, but indicators point to even higher inflation driven by the painful shift away from Russian energy in Europe's biggest economy. Gross domestic product increased by 0.3% compared to the previous quarter in seasonally adjusted terms, the Federal Statistics Office said. A Reuters poll had forecast a 0.2% contraction. And lastly, Donald Trump's namesake company urged a New York judge to reject a demand by the state's attorney general to appoint a monitor to oversee its financial practices after she accused it of staggering fraud. The Trump organization's filing on Wednesday night came in connection with Attorney General Letitia James' civil lawsuit, accusing the former U.S. president and three of his adult children of lying to banks and insurers by fraudulently overhauling his real estate assets and net worth. If that's the case, you would think that the banks would withdraw support, wouldn't you? Like they do to the rest of us. Time on The Breakfast Show, 24 minutes before 8 o'clock, and here is a piece of music. This comes from Melissa Manchester.
Oh,
Bleachers and Chinatown. Do you know who's featuring on there? Bruce Springsteen. Let's say a very good morning to Elliot. Elliot Dawson gave us a call on 223-5162. 223-5162. Don't forget to get Yasmin on that number. And you can always WhatsApp us. The WhatsApp number is 677-18822. Nice and easy one, isn't it? 677-18822. Right, Elliot Dawson gave us a call. He says, Happy Friday to everybody, and gave us three in a row that he would like us to play. So I'll tell you what we've got. We're going to start off with Jefferson Airplane and White Rabbit. Cocaine from Eric Clapton, and I Can't Find My Way Home, and that comes from Blind Faith. So let's start, shall we, at the beginning with the White Rabbit.
Man on the chessboard, get up and tell you.
to go three in a row for Elliot Dawson this morning. Great choice. We've got three in a row. We started off with White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane, track that I really like. Cocaine following on by Eric Clapton. And, well, basically the super group there, Blind Faith and Can't Find My Way Home. Say supergroup, well, why? Well, I mean, we talked occasionally about the Wilburys, but Blind Faith, I was just checking out here. English supergroup featuring Steve Winwood on there, Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker and Rick Gretsch. And eagerly anticipated, by the way, that was by their music press following the success of each of the members' former bands, including Clapton and Ginger Baker's group. Remember what they were? Cream. Now, just thing to tell you about. It's all very exciting, really. The Perfectly Balanced Beer has arrived here in Panama. And if you like taking care of yourself, but also enjoy time with your friends, Amstel Ultra has arrived. It's the lightest premium beer on the market. Only 69 calories. So you can enjoy it with no regrets. And I've got a little treat for you, roundabout. We'll do it around about 8.15 this morning after the news. And we're going to give away a case. Yeah, we're going to give away a box of Amstel Ultra Light. Ultra beer. Yeah, it's arrived here in Panama. And I'm going to ask you a question later on. But that's all coming up. That's going to be after the news at 8 o'clock this morning. Take us up to the top of the hour with the news. We got Santana, another great oldie track. She's Not There. Tell you what, there is Santana's version of She's Not There. Because it was originally by a group called The Zombies. In actual fact, it was the debut single by the British rock band Zombies. and it was written by their keyboardist, Rod Argent, and reached number 12 in the UK singles chart, and this is the Zombies version. But I tell you what, it's interesting, it says she's not there. Apparently, also the Zombies' only song deemed lyrically inappropriate. This was following the 11th of September terrorist attacks. It says, following the September 11th terror attacks in 2001, Clear Channel Communications, the largest owner of radio stations in the United States, circulated an internal memo or memorandum containing a list of songs that program directors felt were lyrically questionable to play in the aftermath of the attacks. It was written back in 1964, for heaven's sake. And I don't see why it would have any relevance whatsoever with the tragic events on September the 11th. Anyway, I guess they had their reasons. But that was 1964. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. Let me look. Oh, I tell you what. It's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
No bajes la guardia. Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
From a distance, we
spaces between us, you have come to show you go on.
They don't get much better than those two, do they? Bette Midler was the first one from a distance. And My Heart Will Go On, Celine Dion. Two ladies, two beautiful ladies with beautiful voices. Talking about beautiful ladies with beautiful voices, in a moment we're going to go and check out our Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid. I just want to remind you, after our Freaky Fun Facts Friday, we'll play a piece of music, and then I'm going to ask you a little question, and you could win that pack of Amstel Ultra, the ultralight beer. So do hang around for that. Oh, I'll tell you what also, let me just remind you about this. If you fancy going out perhaps for your lunch today or dinner tomorrow, and especially tomorrow night, because they got live music, where's that? Frank's Place. It's like being in a Hollywood movie with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city. For a special time, that's Frank's Place. Live music, as I say, every Saturday. Located in downtown in Costa del Este. That's, if you come off the corridor, keep well over to your right. There's a little slip road there. And then turn right and immediately turn right again. That's a little strip mall there called downtown. That's where you'll find Frank's Place. There on the right-hand side in the right-hand corner. There I go. Good directions. Better than Waze, me. You can always give them a booking on 394-6998, 394-6998, or WhatsApp 6320-1013, 6320-1013. Okay, downtown there in Costa del Este, Frank's Place. Go along and enjoy. Now, let's go and see if we can trace down somewhere around, perhaps since she's in the garden, but I know she's doing our Freaky Fun Facts for today. So we can find Ingrid, shall we?
Good morning, Panama. Good
there
morning, Jerry. Hey, guys.
Hey,
how
good morning.
You doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. It's freaky. Friday fun facts. So let's get started. Oh, yeah. The holiday dates back more than 2,000 years. Halloween is even older than Christianity itself. It's all started as a pre-Christian Celtic festival called Samhain, which means summer's end. Held around the 1st of November, the feast recognized the last days of the fall harvest and spirits crossing over, since they believed the veil between the living and the spirit world grew thinnest at that time. People in Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France used it to ward off ghosts by lighting sacrificial bonfires and, you guessed it, wearing costumes to trick the spirits, according to History.com. Number two, trick-or-treating has existed since medieval times. Taking candy from strangers on one night a year, and only one night, isn't a new tradition. Back then, it was known as gussing in Scotland and Ireland. Young people dressed up in costumes and went door to door looking for food or money in exchange for songs, poems, or other tricks they performed. Today, the tradition has morphed into children to getting dressed up asking for candy. Hardly anyone performs for their candy these days, but a simple thank you will go a long way. Number three, some Halloween rituals used to involve finding a husband. During the 18th century, single ladies devised Halloween traditions that were supposed to help them find their romantic match, according to History.com. Women used to throw apple peels over their shoulder, hoping to see their future husband's initials in the pattern when they landed. When they bobbed for apples at parties, the winner would supposedly marry first. Most spookily, they even used to stand in a dark room holding a candle in front of a mirror to look for their future husband's face to appear in the glass. Number four, immigrants helped popularize the holiday in the United States. When the Irish fled the potato famine in their country in the 1840s, they brought their Halloween traditions with them. The celebration spread across the country until the mischievous Halloween pranksters reached an all-time high in the 1920s. Some believe that the community-based trick-or-treating became popular in the 1930s as a way to control the excessive pranksters. Number five, sugar rationing during World War II halted tricking or treating. Because of the shortage of the sweet stuff, trick or treating wasn't as big a thing during World War II. After the rationing ended, it was all systems go in the candy collecting front. Candy companies began launching advertising campaigns to cash in on their ritual and make sure kids were clamoring for their products to show up in the candy buckets and spare pillowcases. Number six, now, Halloween is the second largest commercial holiday in the country. It ranks second only to Christmas. Consumers spent approximately $9 billion on Halloween in 2019, and according to the National Retail Federation. Spending was a bit down in 2020 because of the COVID pandemic, but Americans still forked over $8 billion overall. That's an average of $92 per person. Number seven, most Americans spend on candy and decorations and costumes. Many of us put our money where our mouth is when it comes to loving Halloween. The largest share goes towards the candy, with 95% picking up the sweet stuff, 75% on buying decorations, and 65% on costumes. Overall, nosotros Americanos, we spent an average of $1,048 on winter holidays in 2019. So if you're wondering why we all tighten our belts and our wallets in January, now you know. Number eight, the Irish also brought us jack-o'-lanterns. As the story goes, an Irish man named Stingy Jack, I'm sorry, my typing's bad, Stingy Jack, tricked the devil and therefore was not allowed to go into heaven. So he spent his days roaming the earth carrying a lantern, hence the name Jack of the Lantern. Tell that story to the kids when you pick up their seasonal squash and try not to get goosebumps when you're carving your own pumpkins this year. They used to be carved out of turnips and potatoes and beets. Jack-o'-lanterns didn't originate in Ireland, after all. Once Halloween became popular in America, people used pumpkins instead. This year, you might also consider some creative produce in your jack-o'-lanterns Halloween tableau for a more natural look that has original horror origins. When the holiday's over, then you can make a delicious dinner side dish, too. Number 10. There's also traditional Halloween bread in Ireland. It's called Bomb Breck, or just Brack. The sweet loaf typically contains dark and golden raisins, as well as a small hidden toy or ring. Similar to the classic king cake at Mardi Gras, tradition dictates that the person who finds the item comes into good fortune that year. That is, as long as they don't choke on the trinket. Number 11. Disney almost made Hocus Pocus a completely different movie. Everyone's Halloween favorite nearly turned into the icon it is today. It didn't. The original title, Disney's Halloween House, had a much darker and scarier side, according to IMDb. Not only that, but Leonardo DiCaprio was courted to play the teenage heartthrob Max Dennison, but turned it down to appear in What's Eating Gilbert Grape instead. Now there's part two, Hocus Pocus, out recently. Number 12. Illinois produces up to 5 times more pumpkins than any other state. So if you're in the market for a truly destinational-worthy pumpkin patch, look to the heartland. The land of Lincoln has more than 15,000 acres devoted to the gourd growing, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. Those Illinois farms particularly grow more than 500 pounds of pumpkins annually. Ah, number 13. Candy corn was originally called chicken feed. The Getz Confectionery Company sold the polarizing treat in boxes with a rooster on the front in order to appeal to America's agricultural roots, according to National Geographic. The sugary recipe has gone largely unchanged since the 1880s. Love 'em or hate 'em, you can't argue with that kind of consistency. Number 14, Monster Mash once reigned supreme on the Billboard charts. Bobby Boris Pickett reached number one on the Hot 100s in 1962, just before Halloween hit the charts again in 1973, but this time in August. You might even say it was a graveyard smash. Number 15. You can even visit a pumpkin patch in Hawaii. Head to Waimalao Country Farms in Oahu to pick up pumpkins while you're on the islands, whether you live there or need a taste of home on vacation. Looking for squash in Florida? Try the Picking Patch in Dunedin. It's a watermelon farm the rest of the year, but pivots to pumpkins for the seasonal appeal. Oh, and number 16. The Michael Myers mask in Halloween has a fascinating backstory. That famous horror movie villain comes from surprisingly innocent roots. While shooting the film in 1978, producer Tommy Lee Wallace picked up 2 masks in a Hollywood Boulevard magic shop. A clown mask and a William Shatner mask as Captain Kirk in Star Trek. Tommy came into the clown mask, quotation, and went on, "Oh, that's kind of scary." Then he put on Shatner's mask, and we stopped dead and said, "It's perfect." Actor Nick Castle, who told the New York Times they sprayed it white and made the eye holes bigger, and the rest is spine-tingling history. 17. The fastest pumpkin carving took 16.47 seconds. Stephen Clark of New York holds the Guinness Book of World Records. He carved that pumpkin lantern in October 2013. In order to nab the title of Jack-O-Lantern, he had to complete a face, including eyes, nose, mouth, and ears. No word on whether the expression was scary or silly. Number 18. New York City throws the biggest Halloween parade in the United States. On average, this event draws more than 2 million spectators, including thousands of participants joining in along the route. It all began as the brainchild of a Greenwich Village resident, puppeteer Ralph Lee, who just wanted to throw a whimsical walk from house to house for his kids and their pals. When a local theater got wind of it, they joined in and expanded the event. It's gotten bigger and more creative and more theatrical just about every year. Number 19, princesses and superheroes rank as the most popular kids' costume. Adults dress as witches most frequently, according to the National Retail Foundation. And the most popular costume for dogs was a pumpkin. The most popular costume for cats is hiding under the couch and hissing at the very idea. Oh, that's what mine does. Number 20, Skittles are the top Halloween candy. No chocolate? No problem. The bite-sized fruit candies outranked M&M's, Snickers, and Reese's Cup, according to 11 years of sales data from CandyStore.com. And even though candy corn made the top 10, the tricolored treats also ranked among the worst Halloween candies, according to the Candy Store. No wonder Halloween night candy treats can get so heated. All right, 21. Here we go. In a city in Canada, they banned teens over 16 from trick-or-treating. According to the CBC, anyone over the age of 16 caught trick-or-treating in Bayhurst, Canada, faced a $200 fine. All right, did you know that Harry Houdini died on Halloween in 1926? And that some shelters suspend black cat adoptions for Halloweens? All right, in New Hampshire, holds the record for the most jack-o'-lanterns on display in October 2013. The city broke the record with 30,581 lit pumpkins displayed around town. Talk about lighting it up. And our last Freaky Friday fun facts for Halloween. The night before Halloween is called Mischief Night, or Goosey Night in some places. For those who lived in the East Coast and the Midwest, it's probably not news to a lot of teens and tweens pulling pranks on October 30th. From toilet papering the trees and outside someone's house to egging cars and more dangerous capers. The tradition never made it to the West Coast. Well, those are your Freaky Friday fun facts for Halloween. Friday night is a private viewing here at Casa Caparita. And Saturday we open for Beggar's Night. If you dare to visit El Valle... Until then, happy Halloween! Back to you in the studio!
The other night, about 12 o'clock, I thought I'd go downstairs just to check the lock. When I heard something in the house, I don't mean a mouse. I swear they were spooks, spooks, spooks. I know they were spooks, 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 spooks. I couldn't move, just stood and stare. I never was so scared. The first spook spoke and I heard him speak. He said, "What's say, go make the back door squeak. We'll tease the cat and hound the pup. Raise our spirits up. Oh, Lord of them spooks, spooks, spooks. Those scary old spooks, 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 spooks. You don't have to take my word, but I heard what I heard."
The next spook spoke, he said, "Suppose we make the fossil start to drip and make the shutter shake. You let me know just what you want.
This is my breath haunt.
Beware of them spooks, 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 them mischievous spooks, 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 spooks. I ain't spooking, man, I mean that I've seen what I've seen."
A big spook spoke, he said, "Spike, my son." He said, "I'll show you how to scare up some fun. But next time when you wail, see here, you make it loud and clear. Watch out for them spooks, spooks, spooks. Or those nasty old spooks, 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 spooks. Maybe you don't think it's so, but I know what I know." The last spook turned to his spouse and frowned. Said, "I thought I told you to wait in the ground. But you look awful cute tonight. In fact, you look afraid."
He's talking about spooks, spooks, spooks. Real genuine spooks, 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 spooks.
No use to putting up your dukes. You just can't fight to them spooks. I'm cutting out of here, man. I don't dig this guy. No.
Wait for us, wait for us, wait for us, wait for us.
That's a great one, isn't it? That was Louis Armstrong there. And Spooks. That goes back about 1954, I think, when that came out. There we are. That just goes to show. Thanks to Ingrid for all that info this morning about Halloween. See just how far it goes back. Wasn't an American invention after all, was it? So big thanks to Ingrid for that. Now, what I did say I would do is that I would ask you a question. And the first person to give me the answer on WhatsApp can get a pack of Amstel Ultra. Yep, Amstel's beer, new beer. It's perfectly balanced. It's arrived here in Panama. And I'm going to ask you a question and just say my WhatsApp number is 677-188-22. 677-188-22. That's the number. All right. So WhatsApp me on there. And the first person to give me the right answer will get that pack of Amstel Ultra, the lightest premium beer on the market. Now, the question is this. It only has how many calories so you can enjoy it with no regrets? It only has so many calories, that's what I want to know, so you can enjoy it with no regrets. Give me the answer. First person give me the right answer gets a pack of the new Amstel Ultra Beer. 677-18822 is the number. All right. How many calories does the new Amstel Ultra Beer have?
I know two lanes roll a little slower than a wide open four-wide highway. Every day everybody gets older, and every break ain't gonna fall my way. Church gets out at 12 no later, and while I'm rambling all about no-brainers. Beer's better cold, deuces always full, green heads fly south for the winter. Levi's fade is hotter in the shade in a Georgia July than December. Yeah, touchdown 6-7 with a kick, a good song hits home, and it's always gonna be like that. Yeah, it's just a fact. The beer's better cold, and she ain't coming back. Yeah, last kiss always lasts longer in your head than it does on your lips. She'll be my one that got away long gone, and it's just as obvious as beer's better cold, deuces always full, green hairs fast out for the winter. Levi's fade is hotter in the shade in a Georgia July than December. Yeah, touchdown 6-7 with a kick, a good song hits home, and it's always gonna be like that. Yeah, it's just a fact. The beer's better cold, and she ain't coming back to these arms, back to this town, back down those. I ain't ever coming back around roads. No, it don't take Einstein to know. Yeah, beer's better cold, deuces always full, green heads fly south for the winter. Levi's fade is hotter in the shade in a Georgia July than December. Yeah, touchdown 6-7 with a kick, a good song hits home, and it's always gonna be like that. Yeah, it's just a fact, the beer's better cold. Yeah, beer's better cold, and she ain't coming back. No, she ain't coming back.
There we go. That was Travis Denning there. And beer has better drunk cold. Of course it is. Now, I tell you what, I've got a bit of a dilemma. So we're not going to give the beer away right now. I'll tell you why, because it's only fair. We're being told, Amstel are telling us that the Amstel Ultra, the lightest premium beer market, they say it has only 69 calories to enjoy it. Okay, 69. But I have another, I have people giving other answers, and they looked it up. And I just looked up as well. And it says 85. So I'm going to get some clarification on that. So that one's null and void, but we will do a contest. If it's not today, we're going to do it on Monday, so don't worry. But it's only fair because there appears to be two correct answers. If you look it up, it says 85, and the information we have from Amstel is 69. So we'll get some clarity on that, and we'll get back to you. So it's not fair because we had a couple come in. In fact, the first one came in at 85. And was Christina's, so and then we had a couple at 69, another one at 85. So we're going to get some clarity on that, just to be fair, and that's the way we do it. So don't worry, because there will be another opportunity to do it. I'll make sure of that. Time on the Breakfast Show, 15 minutes right now before the hour of. 9 o'clock. Good grief. Time is flying by. Right. What I'm going to do now then is, because we've got some requests. We've had a few requests in for this morning. And I'm going to start with the one that I got first, which was a little bit earlier on today. And it comes from Renee out there in Athens in Greece. And she says, because remember, she's been house hunting. And she says, good Friday morning. Hooray! We signed the lease on the house. That was last night. So congratulations on that. Today is a national holiday. Yes, I mentioned it at the end of the beginning. Not the end, we haven't got there yet. The beginning of this morning's program. It's Oki Day today. That's how she pronounced it. Oki, O-X-I. It's Oki Day today. Freedom from Italy. And she said it's a holiday. So today she's enjoying the day off with Rick, relaxing at Lake Vuliagameni. Do you want to hear how I pronounced it? There we go. Vuliagameni. It's full of little fish, apparently, that like to eat the dead skin off your body. What a great idea. I mean, actually, funnily enough, I think, now you mention it, I think there's a spa or something. I've actually done just that. You get in a bath with these little fish and they eat all your dead skin. It says, I only put my feet in the water and freaked out. Rick took a swim. And anyway, she says, look, have a great weekend. You asked if we could play Walking on Sunshine, unless you know a song about dead skin eating fish. I don't know a song about dead eating fish, but I'll tell you what. Instead of playing Walking on Sunshine, what is a fish that eats all the flesh? Well, Heart made a song called Barracuda. Tell you what, flesh-eating fish for Halloween seems quite appropriate, really, doesn't it? Make up something clear. You're gonna There you go, that is Heart, it's called Barracuda, and Renee was just saying that Rick's got the day off, it's the national holiday, so she says it's the first time he's been able to listen to the breakfast show since he got there. Rick, have you thought of changing the hours slightly? No? Popping off for a little break in the afternoon? Headphones? Headphones will work. Anyway, lovely to hear from you. You guys have an absolutely brilliant weekend, all right? Let's say a very good morning to Ashley. He says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. And you asked us if we could play a tune for you. It's Fly Away from Lenny Kravitz. And you say here, requesting my soon vacation trip. I tell you what, it's all right for some, isn't it, hey? When are you going? Anyway, here it is, Lenny Kravitz and Fly Away. Keep an eye on the time. We're 9 minutes before the hour of... Same, nine. That's it, Fly Away from Lenny Kravitz. And Ashley, you have a great great vacation. Have a break. Ooh, Istanbul, Dubai and India is where he's off to. Ooh, that'll be nice. Istanbul is somewhere where Christina and I would like to go, actually. Right, let's see. Let's move on to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops to the line. She always does. She's always busy, is our Mary Lou. And it's always lovely to hear from her. And by the way, she commented, Elliot, on your three in a row today. She says, love all the songs on that last set. That's the three in a row we played earlier on. Good day, everybody. Could you please play Won't Get Fooled Again from The Who? You know, which TV series did it come from? Used to be one of my obsessions watching this series. But here it is, The Who. Won't Get Fooled Again. There we go, that's from Merida this morning, The Who, and Won't Get Fooled Again. So there we go, isn't that good? Oh, that's a good one. CSI Miami, it was used in actual fact, it was used in many, apparently, it was covered by several artists, but it also took that number on the Billboard 100. It's been used for several TV shows, and the most notable one, CSI Miami, also used for some political campaigns, which would probably make a little bit of sense. We're just coming up to the top of the hour, so let me just mention again the perfectly balanced beer that's arrived here in Panama. If you're taking care of yourself but also enjoy time with your friends, Amstel Ultra has arrived, the lightest premium beer on the market with very low calories. Put that in for now, so you can enjoy it with no regrets. And they are also sponsoring. It's Amstel Beer. They're inviting you to the news for this morning, which is coming up just after this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Invita a recordarte las ganas de tenerte y no poder. Me dan pena de mí. La lluvia continúa y yo pensando en ti. Llueve y estoy sin tu amor, sin poder abrazarte. Llueve y no puedo sentir el calor de tu piel. Llueve y no puedo evitar el querer recordarte, el pensar en amarte. Si pudiera otra vez.
Esta triste tarde gris invita a recordarte
las ganas de tenerte y no poder. Me dan pena de mí. La lluvia continúa y yo pensando en ti. Y estoy sin tu amor, sin poder abrazarte. Llueve y no puedo sentir el calor de tu piel. Llueve y no puedo evitar el querer recordarte, el pensar en amarte. Si pudiera otra vez. La lluvia de esta triste tarde gris invita a recordarte las ganas de tenerte y no poder. Me dan pena de mí.
Oh, I tell you what, how I love the album. Distancia from Jose Jose. There was Triste Tare Gris. I can't help it, I'm moving around again. It's that time of the week, it's that time of the program. It's just one thing we love, it's a Friday. The weekend starts here, and no better way. Hey, take a trip to the Pedro Mandinga rum bars. A cocktail, and yes, you've got it. Throw in a bit of salsa. It's Pedro Mandinga time. And I'll tell you what, our first one for right now is Estamos en Salsa.
Tiene pimienta y mucho sabor, pa' que tú sepas que aquí está la verdad. Estamos en salsa, salsa nada. Mira,
sabrosa.
There we go, yes, getting your feet going, doesn't it? Yes, Vince's not here, I've got nobody to dance with. I have to go and get my teddy bear. Don't forget Pedro Mandinga. Their rum, by the way, of course, the first artisanal rum, and the first rum in history made from Raspadora. And once a month, Pedro Mandinga, Beer Argentina, they got live music for you. So a bit of foot tapping, you'll enjoy that. And a little whisking around the bar. A little bit of salsa. Well, perhaps not such a little bit. This is Pete Rodriguez. I like it like that.
I like it like that.
I
said
I like it like that.
Come on.
That's it. There's Pete Rodriguez, and I like it like that, and I hope you like it like that. That's Pedro Mandinga. All right, now remember that if you're celebrating a party in Pedro Mandinga, they can customize your experience. Direct message them on their Instagram account at Pedro Mandinga. And by the way, if you fancy a mixology class and learn how to make Pedro Mandinga cocktails, you can save a spot and have your private class reserved as well. So there we go. That's it. There's our little session for this morning, and we'll be doing that again next week. And for right now, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis. You don't have to be a star. we go. Yes, you don't have to be a star to be in my show. Matter of fact, anybody can come in. Even me. Right, I tell you what, we've been chatting backwards and forwards with our friends at Amstel, who kindly sponsored the news this morning. And then, what we're going to do, because they're saying Amstel Ultra Light, and they're saying 69 calories, so we're going to take, that one, and the first one, actually, the first one that came in with that was Renee, but Renee's out in Greece. The second one to come in with 69, that was Mary Lou. So Mary Lou, just drop me a line again with your details, and we'll get you sorted out with that. But that's what they're putting out on the radio, and that's it. So well done. I think we'll give you a little, I think we'll give you one of these, shall we? Why not? So congratulations, Tal Bachman, and She's So High, next on the playlist.
She's black, flesh and bone, now touch the silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste and sound. But somehow I can't believe that it should happen. I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen.
Yes, and She's So High. Breakfast show time, 25 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. And by the way, don't forget, with effect from the 7th of November, we will be starting at 7 in the morning, as opposed to starting at 6 is what we're doing now. When we came into the pandemic, The timing was put to 4 hours to cover everything in those times. Now that's behind us, and we're going to go back to our original timing, 7 till 10, Monday to Friday. So we'll still be here. We're going to do it in such a way that we won't be sort of affecting the format of the program. It's going to be staying virtually the same. We're just shuffling a few things around, but that's it. That's a great one, isn't it? Millie Small there, My Boy Lollipop, goes back apparently to 1956 originally. It was originally My Boy Lollipop, and it was changed, a later version recorded by Millie Small, with very similar, it was to say, My Boy Lollipop, originally My Girl Lollipop. It was a song that was written mid-1950s by Robert Spencer of the doo-wop group The Cadillacs. Oh, there's one even I don't remember. Usually credited to Spencer Morris Livy and Johnny Roberts. And it was first recorded in 1956 by Barbie Gay under the title My Boy Lollipop. And that one we played, 1964, from Millie Small, became one of the top-selling ska songs of all time. And it was an international hit for her compared to the original. And if you keep an eye on the time, we're 21 and a half minutes, almost exactly, before the hour of 10 o'clock, and we're on 89.3 Cool FM. By the way, Man on the Moon from REM. That's next this morning.
Are we losing touch?
There we go. Yes, that is R.E.M. and Man on the Moon. And right, I'll tell you what, I'll just take a look at some of the things that are relevant to us today on this date. Of course, it is the 28th of October. The first railroad in Spain, this was between Barcelona and Mataró, is opened. And this one has to go down in the books. 1885, the first porcelain toilet is built. Okay, so who came up with that idea?
The very thought of you, the very mention of your name, babe, I'm caught on you, I just wish you felt the same. Ooh, yeah, cause baby, I hope and I pray you'll beg me to stay tonight. The very thought of you is keeping me alive.
The very thought of you, it sees me through, it keeps me going. Babe, I'm caught on you, you're all I see and all I know. Can't you see just what you're doing to me, baby? The very thought of you's enough to drive me crazy. And the very thought of you is keeping me alive.
Says Lisa Stansfield, and that's a great track, The Very Thought of You. And there's a song, it's an old song, isn't it? The Very Thought of You. Remember that one? Well, I tell you what, we got a request, basically, I think, coming from that sort of era. Good morning to Cedric. Cedric drops a little line earlier on and asked if we had time to play a piece of music for him from Sammy Davis, Sammy Davis Jr. Of course we can fit it in for you. It's Who Can I Turn To When Nobody Needs Me? And it's very old, by the way.
Sort of the New York scene with Broadway, I guess, because that's where I'm currently involved in Golden Boy. So I would like... Thank you. I would like to sing a song from a Broadway show, if I may. Not my show. But a show that was written by my very good friend, Mr. Anthony Newley. It's called Roar of the Grease Paint and the Smell of the Crowd. And this is... his hit song from that show, with your kind permission. Who can I turn to when nobody needs me? My heart wants to know, and so I must go where destiny leads me. With no star to guide me and no one beside me, I'll go on my way, and after the day the darkness will hide me. after. I'll throw up my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter. With you I could learn to, with you on a new day. But who can I turn to if you turn away? I'm after. I'll throw up my sorrow, beg, steal, or borrow my share of laughter. With you I can learn to, with you on a new day. But who
tell you what, that was well timed. That was, I needed a little track just to get us to the end of the show, and there it is. That was The Chiffons and He's So Fine. And again, thanks to Cedric, wonderful song, as it was mentioned by Sammy Davis Jr. As he was introducing the song, the roar of the grease paint and the smell of the crowd. And that, by the way, struggled in the United Kingdom. It was in 1964 and then made a tour of the United States later that year. But, of course, one of the people behind it, Anthony Newley, he also recorded the song. And he was one of the lyricists for the show. Right, that's it. Well, that's brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. So I guess it's time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. Big thanks go out this morning to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Needless to say, all about Halloween. If you're going to be celebrating Halloween over the weekend, have a wonderful time. Take your kids out and do your trick and treating. So, yeah, enjoy that. So big thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin, our producer here on The Breakfast Show. Now, this morning she was off, she was off at a conference or something, so she was busy, but she was here first thing, but we just didn't get a chance to talk to her. So thanks to Yasmin. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the United Kingdom, gets some of our background information for us. And, of course, Isaac, who gets us started in the morning, the boys and girls over there at Grupo Grada. Big thanks to you guys. And, well, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us. And we'll be back with you at the same time on Monday. That's right, 6 o'clock in the morning. So, say, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. And keep it safe, all right? Don't do anything silly, because what do I want to be doing on Monday morning at 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you, all right? So, from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.